Commuters in New York are voicing their outrage over the proposed MTA fare increases even before the public hearings are scheduled to begin next month. A number of grassroots community groups have formed a coalition called Transit Forward. The group has started a petition against the fare hikes. That coalition was on the steps of City Hall today and included state-elected officials and community leaders like Elizabeth Yampierre, executive director of UpRose in Brooklyn, who said low-income New Yorkers will be the hardest hit by the fare increases.
People from all over the world come to New York City to experience the transit system, to come to our neighborhoods, to experience the mosaics. And we know that our transit system is the great equalizer. It forces integration along economic, racial, and ethnic lines. And those of us who have been fighting for justice all of our lives know that back in the day, Rosa Parks had to fight not to sit in the back of the bus. But MTA's efforts today make us feel that our elders, our children, our families won't even be able to get on the bus if this isn't addressed in a way that is equitable and just for our communities. As a city, we struggle for sustainability and for justice, and we know that transportation is at the heart of creating a just and a sustainable community. We need to make sure that these resources, transportation amenities, are not only available to all of our communities, but that our communities, as been said by other speakers today, have the opportunity to have access to mass transit so that they don't have to rely on cars, so that we can continue to create a sustainable community, and so that our people can get to the unemployment office, to after-school programs, to medical services, and to all the things that are necessary to make the city a livable city. The city cannot just be a livable city for a small percentage of the people who live here and a bunch of people who are moving into the city. It has to be livable for everyone. Finally, I just want to say a quote that Rosa Parks was interviewed October 24th in 2005. And she said, "The only tired I was tired of giving in. I was tired of being a second-class citizen. Let's not turn the most vulnerable New Yorkers into second-class citizens." Gracias.
The MTA is proposing to raise fares early next year. Proposals put forth so far would raise subway and bus fare by at least 25 cents, but they're not set in stone yet. Several upcoming public hearings are scheduled for people to speak out against the possible increase. Last week, the MTA laid out four proposals that would increase fares for commuters. One proposal had the single-ride subway fare going up to as much as $2.75, while another has monthly unlimited metro cards going up as high as $1.25. The possible increase is being blamed on costs the MTA says it can't control, including debt service, pensions, and energy and health care for its employees. Approximately $277 million will be generated by the increase. The MTA board will decide on the fare hike in December, and if they pass, new fares will take effect in March 2013. Michael Stewart is from United New York and says every year the MTA is paying big banks over $100 million a year on interest rate swap deals.
These are complex derivatives that were originally conceived as a way to control the borrowing costs of the MTA. But in reality, these have backfired. And they backfired because the big banks that crashed the economy and it caused the interest rates nationwide to be artificially lowered to almost zero. And this has caused these interest rate swap deals to cost the MTA more and more money every year. In 2010, for example, it cost the MTA over $120 million in swap payouts to the big banks that otherwise could have been used to spare bus riders and subway riders decreases in service, and also could have saved 1,800 jobs that were lost that year. This year, the MTA is paying over $114 million per year on its interest rate swap deals with the big banks. That's half the total that the MTA says they want to raise by raising fares. Over the life of these swap deals, they've already paid out over $700 million to the big banks. And by the time these swap deals come to an end, some of them over 30 years in the future, they will have paid over $1 billion. Now, the MTA is paying for this by raising fares and adding new fees instead of holding the big banks accountable for their actions that crashed the economy and caused these deals to backfire. They haven't even asked the banks to come to the table to get a better deal or to cancel these toxic deals. The MTA needs to renegotiate these deals and sue the big banks over interest rate manipulation before looking to their riders for more money. Woo-hoo. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
And for elected officials to be, these proposed hikes are personal. Ron Kim is Democratic candidate for the 40th Assembly District in Queens.
I will be representing, come November 6th, the district in Flushing and Whitestone, where we have one of the largest transportation hubs in the entire city. It's one of the most diverse districts. And my own mother takes the bus, takes the subway 6 times a week to get to work. And for every dollar that they raise, for every minute that she has to wait, it has a direct impact on her life and on my life and my family's life and thousands more like her, the working family and low-income families. Now, this is, as the Reverend said, it is a moral issue. I've been a transportation analyst in the city council. I looked at the budget, I looked at the documents, and it is a moral issue. There is plenty of fat to be cut at the top. There's plenty of mismanagement that the MTA can look first, and there's plenty of bad investments that they made. Instead of being morally responsible, they're taking out the low-income families.
And Helen Rosenthal, co-organizer for Public Transport for All and city council candidate in the 6th District.
So what have we just heard? The budget is a moral document, and we will have spent over $1 billion over the life of these credit interest swaps. Shame on you, Joe Loda. You used to work at OMB for the city. I used to work there too. When I worked there, we didn't take the low-hanging fruit. We didn't take the easy stuff. We didn't cut care to emergency rooms. We didn't cut teachers. We didn't cut after-school programs. We didn't hurt the working families and the people who this government needs to serve, right? We worked really hard. I stayed at meetings until midnight. My husband still f***s at me about it. Joe Loda, you know better. You know better than to raise fares. That's just silliness. Let's work together to come up with the harder solutions and the more creative solutions to balance the MTA's budget. Thank you.
On November the 7th, after the election, whoever wins, there will be a march of the unemployed where people will march from Brooklyn's Barclays Center to the Brooklyn Marriott, the site of the New York City's first public hearing on fare hikes. Organizers, New York City Unemployed Council, say they're starting at the Barclays Center, which, like the MTA, is a symbol of subsidies for the 1% at the expense of the 99%. And the center has a brand new $76 million subway station that shows the cash-strapped MTA can come up with cash when the MT board stand to make a lot of money.